Okay, so we are, you know, seeing reports and a lot of buzz on social media about this protest in Amherst last night, and, you know, we're trying to piece together what may have happened there, so would love to hear from you kind of the latest on, you know, the situation last night.
Well, I don't know where to begin. For most of the week, there's been 10 or 15 protesters there, but yesterday was kind of a different animal.
Yeah, I saw that there was a group of at least, like, I'm not sure if I saw the number 60 there or something, or I can certainly see that it's like several dozen in one of the TV stations' videos.
At least, yeah. I was looking at the call screen, and the number 50 came up and the number 70 came up. And either one is possible because, you know, it's sort of a living thing. There was people showing up, there was people leaving, there was groups splintering off. So I couldn't give you an exact number, but 50 probably sounds pretty close to the truth.
Okay. So this march, can you just confirm it was on Transit Road? Is that right?
It moved all over. It started on Maple Road. It went down Transit. Then it went back up Transit. Then it went back down Maple. Then it went into residential neighborhoods for a while. And it finally ended up back where it started at Maple near Young's.
Okay. And so you had officers on site, like were they monitoring with the marchers?
We were trying to monitor it and mitigate traffic as best we could.
Okay. So, you know, I understand that folks were marching in the streets, as has been happening, you know, in Buffalo and other cities, you know, over the past couple of months now, really. And a lot of the buzz I'm kind of seeing on social media is that, oh, that's illegal if they don't have a permit. Is that true? Can you protest in the streets?
Well, no. I mean, I suppose if you had a permit for a parade, you could. I didn't check, but it seems unlikely that they had a permit to do everything that they did yesterday. The problem with that is that people are used to the usual law and order. Traditional law enforcement does not look anything like crowd management, and we were in crowd management mode yesterday.
Okay, so it would be appropriate to describe it as basically like an act of civil disobedience in terms of taking over the street.
Right.
Or part of the street.
Right. We were not going to get baited into an arrest or a struggle, you know, based on, you know, and over what was definitely unruly, but not violent protest.
Can you tell me a little more about that decision? I think that a lot of the comments I've seen are just people being really mad about traffic being blocked, which is not something, it's not something to laugh at. I understand that, like, it's a busy
right.
area, and it can be disruptive. I'm a driver. Sure.
Yes.
So why not? Tell me about your decision to kind of go into crowd management mode and not immediately try and remove the protesters from the street.
I think that's what they wanted. Every single one of them had an iPhone out, and I think they were hoping to have a confrontation with a policeman that would go viral on social media, and we weren't going to provide that. I think that was the greater good, was not getting baited into a struggle or an arrest.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it wasn't like, did you perceive the march to be threatening? Like you had said, it wasn't a violent march, so you didn't see it as an immediate like threat.
No, I mean, there was no rocks or bottles. Like, my sense, and I was there, was that they were trying to bait us into a struggle, and they wanted to video it and put it on social media. That's the strategy that these folks employ. If they wanted to really damage property or injure people, they would have, and then we would have reacted much differently.
Can you tell me about, so there was this incident. I've seen a couple of videos, but I was not there, so I don't have the full story yet. It seems as though at one point a car swerved a bit into the protesters. Maybe I'm not going to speculate on the motivation of that, but I did see a video of a car appearing to swerve into the group of protesters. And tell me about that incident and sort of what transpired.
I didn't study that incident in detail. I think there was a couple reports of folks who reported they were being grazed, but none of it rose to the level where anybody felt like they wanted to go to the police station and file a report.
Okay, so there haven't been any reports filed by protesters at this point about that?
I haven't been in today. There may very well have been, but it was pretty chaotic, and identifying a suspect on either side would probably be problematic.
Okay. So I did see a video. It does seem scary, like a car swerved into a group of people marching on the road. is there a legal issue with that? Are cars allowed to do that? I mean, I'm not sure.
We're going to have our work cut out for us now because there's probably a ton of video to review. And if, you know, later on down the line we can make a charge stick, we will. But like I said, we weren't going to get baited into getting dragged into an individual investigation or arrest while we're trying to manage a protest.
Okay. So that is something that I have seen on social media, too, some protesters being angry that officers didn't immediately stop that vehicle. And, you know, there is a little bit of footage of the vehicle trying to get out and sort of nudging an officer as they're trying to continue moving. And the officer does, you know, get out of the way and the car is able to continue. Why not stop the driver then?
We couldn't get, again, you can't get tied up with an individual situation or investigation when you've got a bigger problem to mitigate. We couldn't tie up resources on a minor hit and run at that time. We needed all of our bodies to mitigate the overall protest.
Okay. But there is possibly, you're reviewing footage now? Like,
sure. If there's something to follow up on, we'll follow up on it. But yesterday wasn't the time to, you know, nitpick and ask for driver's licenses and that sort of thing.
Okay. And then, so of course, I think after that incident with the car, again, I wasn't there. This is sort of from seeing social media reports. It does seem like some of the protesters followed that car and the windshield, I believe, ended up smashed. You know, I've seen a photo. Was that after identified? Has anyone been apprehended for that?
I couldn't tell you the status of today's investigation. I know if we can identify a suspect and we can lay a charge, we will. But it wasn't going to happen yesterday. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. So in response to the windshield being damaged, I'm seeing really dozens of, I will say, very troubling comments on social media of, you know, local residents saying, if they're in the street, run them over, run them all down. It's totally fine to run them down. If they're blocking traffic, kill them all, shoot them all. Lots of talk about shooting these people. What do you make of that?
Well, that would also be independently unlawful behavior. Pedestrians have the right of way, even if they're being unlawful on their own. I understand the stress in the community. They're not, these residents aren't used to this kind of conduct, and frankly, neither are we, but I feel that it needs to be managed in a different fashion than someone's breaking the law, rush over and block them up. That's not an appropriate response for this type of protest.
Yeah, there was one specific comment. I have screenshots of all of these, but there was one comment saying that, like, you know, basically this calls for a mass shooting of the protesters. And I'm surprised that no one has, like, opened fire on these animals yet.
Wow.
What do you have to say to comments like that?
Then they're sinking to they're below the level of the protesters. The protesters haven't really injured anybody yet, to my knowledge. That's you know, inciting violence that can't be condoned. I'm frustrated as well as all the other Amherst residents, but this is something that we have to deal with in a fashion that most people aren't used to.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or confirm or mention at all that I should have asked you?
Well, I understand the residents' anger. It was inconvenient for them. It was inconvenient for the police department. We had, at one point, almost all of our resources devoted to this situation, but I think we managed it as professionally and as safely as we could. And can't condone this talk of counter-protest and violence against the protesters. As annoying as it is, that's very inappropriate.
Can I also ask you, you know, just as long as we're on the phone, the spark of these protests, they've really snowballed and taken on a lot of different issues, but the spark really was, you know, the killing and police custody of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And so there has been a lot of discussion about police brutality against people of color. I wonder how the Amherst Police Department is sort of like processing these events and what steps you might be taking to, you know, address this issue or, you know, how you're sort of processing these.
Right. Well, first of all, I would say I don't think that that's a problem that exists within our police department. And second of all, we've been somewhat ahead of this. We've been training de-escalation techniques for years now, because you know, nobody wants a horrible tragedy like that, and everybody wants to go home safe and sound. So I think we were a little bit ahead of the curve on that as far as de-escalation training and you know, use of force, what you can do versus what you should do, and we just want to keep our officers safe, and we're trying to avoid confrontations wherever we can.
Okay. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
okay.
you taking the time to chat with us
okay.
today.
Okay, no problem.
All right, great.
Sure.
Bye.